The Vikings have been busy this offseason searching for a new head coach and getting ready for the 2014 offseason, and the man steering the ship is General Manager Rick Spielman, who joins us right now. Hey, Rick, welcome to the studio.
Thanks for having me on.
You've been a busy man.
Yeah, no, it's been a very exciting process. We were able to cover 7 interviews in 8 days.
Wow.
I have to really thank our ownership. They were with me every step of the way at all the interviews, very involved in the process, and you know, we met a lot of great coaches out there, and I think a lot of potential head coaching candidates, but there was no question in our mind when we had our interview with Mike Zimmer and then brought him through the second time that Mike Zimmer is our guy, and we're very excited that he's going to get his chance to be a head coach.
What do you think a Mike Zimmer Vikings team is going to be on the field?
Well, everybody talks about you know, the hard knocks and how tough he is, but yet there's that tough love. And you talk to all the people out there and everybody we've been in touch with is that he has so much respect from the players, but he's going to work him. And I know we're going to be a tough, very disciplined football team, and our guys are going to play with a lot of passion and a lot of heart.
That's one thing that we've noticed since Mike Zimmer was hired is the outpouring from current players, former players, who have come out and supported him so much. And you don't always see it to this extent. Why do you think that is with Coach Zimmer?
I think that just tells you how much he's respected in the league. And that's why he has had success everywhere he's been. And when you have that outpouring of not only players, but people, other coaches that have worked with him, and even the people that we talk to within the building. And he may be that hard, driven coach on the field, but he is a very good person and great person in the building as well.
We got a close look at Mike Zimmer's Bengals defense this past season because we went
to Cincinnati. I told him, when we went down there and played him, I thought he was interviewing for our job way he slates us up pretty good that day.
That was a good interview. Yeah. And the Bengals were without their two best defensive players that day, Leon Hall and Geno Atkins, who missed 18 total games this season. Is that something you look at in a coach, see a guy who can get
the most?
You
look at, just like we do from our players, you really try to dig down and do all the analytics you can. But the one thing that really stuck out about Mike is that regardless of who the players are, they still have to have enough talent. But he seems to be able to get the most out of that talent. And a lot of those guys play beyond probably what you thought they could. And that's pretty unique in a coach.
Mike Zimmer is also a versatile guy who's coached a 4-3 scheme, a 3-4 scheme. So not to get into what we're going to do, but we've seen the offensive game in the NFL change quite a bit. Mike Zimmer's been in the league for 35 years, so obviously he's a guy who can adjust on the fly pretty well.
And he's not a guy that's going to come in and say, this is our system and we're going to fit our players into this system. As we sat there and talked football, the one thing that really popped out to me was that let's see what type of talent we have and let's adjust the system to the strength of the players. And there's so much change going on in the NFL that he seems to be able to have a very good grasp on when he's game planning and a very good grasp on putting the players in the best position to make plays and to win ball games.
So what's next, Senior Bowl this upcoming week?
We're working extremely hard on the coaching staff, and we have to get the coaching staff filled out. We'll be heading down to the Senior Bowl on Sunday, start that process down there, but we do have a lot of work ahead of us. But also, it's a very exciting time for the Minnesota Vikings.
All right. Thanks for finding us a great coach. Good luck the rest of the offseason.
Thanks.